You can find other hot erotic hypnosis titles just like this one at www.MrDominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA. Hello, my pretty little slave. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I'm not a slave. But you are, or you soon will be. This recording is all about what happens when you enter Dominica's realm. A special place, not far away. Very near, in fact. A place inside your subconscious mind you can slip away to at any time. A place where you will learn to crave. A place where you will become my slave. That's the real reason you bought this MP3, isn't it? Because you want to be my pretty little slave girl, because you want to be a beautiful woman, enslaved to a beautiful woman. I'm going to make that easy for you, baby. I'm going to make that so easy for you. Now I want you to find a comfortable place to sit down and just listen. Close your eyes. I want you to inhale slowly and deeply, a long, deep breath, full of oxygen. Hold it, hold it. Now blow it out slowly. Pucker those lips and blow. Let all the air out. That's good. Now again. Inhale slowly. Fill your lungs deeper, deeper. Hold it. Now pucker those lips and blow it all slowly out, all the way out. Lungs empty. Keep breathing now. Slowly, slowly in. Hold it. And slowly, slowly out. In, hold, and out. So slow, so relaxing. Breathe nice, nice and slow, nice and slow and easy. Relaxed and feeling more relaxed, feeling sleepy. You find yourself in a big, soft, easy chair in front of a fireplace. It is nighttime, a winter night, but not very cold. You sit in front of the fireplace, simply enjoying watching the flames dancing about, feeling the last remnants of the fire's warmth. It's not a big fire anymore. Gradually, over the evening, it has burned down to only a few flames. A nice, comfortable, quiet fire that you can gaze into and lose yourself. Watch the flames flicker and jump over the wood. Over the coals, the colors remind you of dreams. They remind you of autumn leaves, red and orange and gold and yellow, flickering and dancing among the embers. Your mind becomes so quiet, watching the flames flicker and dance, flicker and dance. The logs in the fireplace have burnt down. They form a dark background against the red and orange flames. So warm. Oh, yes. You close your eyes and feel the glow on your face. It makes you smile with hazy pleasure, tingling with heat. You open your eyes and watch the embers pulse with light, pulse with heat. A puff of air, maybe a downdraft from the flue, or a tiny draft in the room, makes the embers glow, makes them brighter for a moment. A pfff sound tells you one of the logs has shifted position, releasing gases that ignite into a tiny jet just for a moment or two. And then it becomes quiet again, crackling readily in the dark fireplace. There is a sudden crunch as the logs shift position, and one single flame rises upward from the middle of the embers. Watch the flame. Watch the colors of red, of orange, of yellow, as the flame rises in the tiny column and curls and wavers, almost like it's alive, almost like it's dancing. Watch the flame dance. It shimmers and wiggles, twisting from bottom to top, twirling and spinning like a dancer, raising her hands up above her head and wiggling like a snake, then twirling like a top, changing the movement, the step with every moment, beckoning you to watch her dancing, dancing in ecstasy, mind empty. You become slowly aroused by her sexuality, by her sensuality. You look deeper into the flame, gazing at the hot reds, the glowing yellows. You feel yourself drift. You find yourself becoming one with the flame. You feel yourself dancing like the flame. You are the flame. Feel the heat. The heat comes from you. Feel the heat of your body. The heat seems to come from right between your legs. It spreads outward, that heat, from your pussy to your nipples to your hot face, to every inch of your skin. Yes, you find yourself dancing, and it makes you feel so female. Your full, firm breasts jiggle with every step, every single turn. Your long, wavy hair whips about your face as you spin. Then you stop, and your hair drops to your soft, smooth shoulders, caressing you, making your skin come alive. You wiggle your hips, and your hot, pulsing pussy infuses every moment with sex. You are naked except for the collar about your neck, the brand on your right thigh, naked except for the anklets and bracelets with little bells. You shake your wrists and shake your ankles. I love those bells. Creating the beat of the dance with those bells. Jingling, jingling, jingling. Thumping your heels on the floor, shaking your wrists. That's it. You ache so badly to be touched, even for just a moment. Your breasts are round and firm. Surely someone wants to squeeze them. Your legs are long and shapely. Surely someone wants to run their hands up your thighs, up all the way up to your pussy, to shove their fingers in your hot little snatch and pump them in and out, in and out, in and out, rubbing your hot little clitty. You dance and you dance and you dance, opening your legs wide. Spread your pussy lips, girl. Show the hot wetness between your legs. Certainly somebody wants to fuck you. Certainly someone wants you on your knees, legs spread open. Your heat, your sexual heat creates this dance. The collar on your neck, the brand on your leg, they mark you as a slave, and you revel in it. All your inhibitions become set free the day that you became bound. You snap your head around, back and forth, swinging your long wavy hair in a circle and from side to side like a whip, dancing out the fact that you are a slave, ready to be sexually used or whipped at the whim of your mistress. You drop to your knees in the tavern. There's a room full of people seated at tables watching you dance. They are mostly women, powerful women, with naked slaves kneeling at their feet, massaging their legs, licking their toes. Male and female slaves bring more drinks and more food, moving quickly, working hard to please their mistresses. You spin around so that your slave buttocks are toward the audience. You drop your head to the floor and sway your ass in a figure eight. Down on the left, up on the right, then down on the right and up on the left. You push your ass backward and upward, exposing your pussy, exposing your little asshole. You want to get fucked so badly. You need to get fucked. You pinch your nipples and thrash your head from side to side as if you are being caressed and stroked, as if you're being fucked from behind. Your entire body begins to shudder. You let them wonder, is it from your hot pussy? Is it from your relentless need to be touched or to be fucked? Or is it from an imaginary lover impaling you? You find yourself in this part of the dance so often. You think of me, Mistress Dominica, the woman who owns you, you little slave whore. Yes. Turn around now. You drop to your belly, then roll over onto your right side and trail your left hand in a long, slow caress from your shoulder to your breast to your belly. Your hand circles around and around your aching pussy, never touching it. Calling everyone's attention to your dripping, empty little cunt. You look up at me. You can see my green eyes watching you, silently approving of your performance. I sit at the table dressed in shiny black leather. My red boots on the floor and a male slave at my feet, sucking my toes. But I have conditioned you. While you dance, all you can see is my eyes, my beautiful green eyes, and you dance for me. You dance for Dominica. You dance for me, my pretty little slave, my Esmeralda, my little green emerald. Esmeralda is a very strong word for you. My Esmeralda. Esmeralda. Every time you hear me say the name Esmeralda, you become my little dancing girl. Every time you see me type the name Esmeralda, you find yourself on the floor, dancing your lust for me, dancing your obsession with me, dancing for me, Dominica, 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 begging me with every movement to take you, to rape you, to whip you, to tease you into even greater heights of ecstasy. You need to come so badly. You need to come to feel the waves of orgasms ripple through you, to feel them overwhelm you. You need to feel your mind and body completely explode in that cascade of sensation and sex and control. Always so close and so very often denied. Dance for me, Esmeralda. Dance. Dance, my pretty little slave girl. And you feel yourself drop deeper into trance, deeper and deeper as you dance, deeper and deeper, my dancing slave, deeper as you ache and crave. I gave you that name, Esmeralda, the day you became mine. You remember. You remember. You always loved dancing. At home, even as a little child, you would put on the music. Any kind of music would do. And it made you want to move, need to move. Your arms stretched out. Your legs began to step, twirl, spin. You felt so feminine, so girlish every time you danced. And as you grew up, you couldn't wait to get up and dance, to move with the music, at parties, on the dance floor, in nightclubs, anywhere there was music, anywhere you could move. You felt so sexy, so female. Nobody else ever knew. Nobody else understood what you felt inside. Every time you danced, every move you made. See yourself in that nightclub again. Drop deeper and deeper into a trance of memory, where you can see it all happening again, just as it did. You are here with friends, having a drink, talking, and the music is starting up again. You wiggle in your seat as you hear the beat. You need to move. You need to dance. And just as you stand up, you find me directly in front of you. You nearly bump into me. Is it an accident? Or have I been watching you from nearby? You look into my eyes to apologize, to go around and follow the sound, but your gaze is caught. You find yourself staring into my green eyes, and they seem to swirl around and around and around, and the music seems to fade for a moment, and all you hear is my voice saying a single word, dance, dance, dance. We move together onto the dance floor, your gaze never leaving my eyes, and you begin to dance for me. Every gesture, every step, your own creation, original, special, creating themes and reflections of the music with your arms and your legs, with your torso and ass. I dance with you, but mostly I watch you. You dance with me, but you stare constantly into my eyes. And when the music ends, you are warm, flushed, smiling at me. And I say two more words that make you mine forever. Pretty girl. You realize I know your secret. I know why you dance. I know what it does to you, and why you are so hot, such a hot little girl. You stare into my green eyes as we leave the dance floor. We leave your friends behind, forgotten. Maybe they think you've gotten lucky. Maybe they've forgotten you. You don't care. You only care about following me. Soon you'll find yourself in the passenger seat of my car. That's it. Still staring into my beautiful face as we drive up into the mountain roads at night, weaving back and forth, around the curves. The motion of the car and the headlights flashing off the trees make you so drowsy, so tired and sleepy. Suddenly I turn into a side road, drive a little further, and park the car in front of a lodge. Someone opens the door of the car and helps you get out. And you suddenly realize the servants are all naked, and each one is wearing a leather collar around his or her neck. Of course, they are not servants. They are slaves. But you don't know that yet. They guide you into the house. You seem to be sleepwalking. You're moving so slowly, and the lights of the house seem to shine as if through a fog. Go deeper into that fog, my pretty one. That's right. Follow me. Follow me through the hallway, down the stairs, deep underground, into my dungeon. Two torches provide the light, flames dancing against the wall, and you can feel heat from a small fire pit to one side. A slave is pumping it with the bellows, making the flames jump high, glowing so brightly. I turn to face you now, staring into your eyes. You cannot look away. Feel yourself sinking into a deep trance now, deeper and deeper. Feel your will melting all away as you stare into my jade green eyes. As you lose yourself in my swirling green eyes, feel my slaves remove your clothing so you stand naked before me. Your mind so deeply asleep, deeply asleep, deeply asleep. And I ask you, why do you like to dance? The real reason now, from deep inside. I trail my fingers over your nipples, and I feel your breasts begin to grow larger. And you answer me, yes you do. You tell me that it makes you feel like a girl. Your own voice seems to come from so far away. I run my hands over your hips, and you feel your hips grow wider. Your skin becomes softer. I ask you, do you like dancing for me? And you reply, of course. Yes, very much, mistress. And I drop my hands between your legs and feel your sex. That's it. Such a sweet little pussy. Spread your lips open and your tiny clit becomes hard. Oh, such a hard little nub. As I push my fingers inside of you, rubbing, circling your clit, as I ask you, would you like to stay with me and be my little dancing girl? My slave. Your hips begin to rock. Feel it. Feel it as you reply, yes. Rock those hips gently, gently. That's it. It feels so good. That's it. Say yes, mistress. Say it. Rocking, rocking. And of course you reply, yes, mistress. I will be your dancing girl. I will be your slave. Oh, such a good girl. Now kneel on the floor at my feet, like a nice little slave girl. That's right. Feel those leg muscles just give in as you sink to the floor, as your arms hang limply at your sides. One of my other slave hands me a leather collar, and I hold it up in front of you so you can see my name on it, Miss Dominica, in flowing letters branded into it. Lift your head high, my pretty little girl. Lift it high as I reach around your head and encircle your neck with the collar. Another slave hands me a tiny, shiny padlock. Click. Your collar is now in place. One more thing, my pretty girl. You begin to feel my slaves tying you down with ropes that crisscross over your body and attach to little rings embedded in the floor. Tightly now, girls. Tie her tightly, tightly, so she cannot move. You wonder why until you see a slave reach into the fire pit and pull out a branding iron. And it's white hot, and the air shimmers and wavers around it. Quiet now, my pretty one. The ropes are just to hold you still. I want the brand to be perfect. It will be over in just a moment. I promise, baby. I bring the searing metal to a place high on your right thigh and press it against your skin. The pain is immense, but you do not cry out. Just a moment, one moment. The smell of burned flesh rises into your nostrils. I pull away the iron. Even tied down, even through the tears running down your cheeks, you manage to look down at your thigh and see my initials. Big M, little Z, big D. Now decorating your thigh, marking you as my slave forever. Relax, honey. That's it. It's okay. Relax now and drift. Drift in memory now, my pretty girl. This all happened a long time ago. Relax. It's all right. Dance, honey. Dance. You remember it was frightening then, but now you realize this is the best thing that could ever have happened to you. Dance. Raise your right arm above your head and roll over onto your back, lifting both legs up until your knees touch your shoulders. That's right. Open yourself to me and smile and stretch out your hand toward me, begging me to fuck you. Drop deeper and deeper into memory. You remember. I name you Esmeralda, my pretty dancing girl, my Esmeralda, and I begin to train you. I gently squeeze your breasts, and you feel them grow larger and larger under my hands. I pull away, and your breasts yearn to be touched again. Oh, jiggle them for me, baby, that's right. Feel your breasts reach out to me. Reach out to my hands. Lift your chest high and dance. Try to push your breasts back into my hands. Now feel my fingers between your legs, circling and circling and circling your clit. It feels so good. Feels like you might have an orgasm just a few seconds away. Just another circle, maybe two. Maybe three. I pull my hand from between your legs and your hips pump forward, trying to impale your wet pussy onto my fingers again. Good girl. Good girl. You grind those hips. You want my fingers on your clit so badly. You want me to hook them deep inside you and rub your little G-spot. Dance your need for my fingers. Show me how much your clitty needs my touch. Feel me run my hands down your back, traveling my fingernails gently from your shoulders to your buttocks. You shiver. I like it when you shiver. You arch your back, push your ass up and back toward me, hoping for another caress. Just one more. You need more. Of course, I will play with you more, baby, but you must dance for me. Dance your lust. Dance how much you ache to be touched, how much you need to be touched by me, your mistress, Dominica. My little dancing girl, my Esmeralda, needs to come. She needs it all the time, all the time. She dances out her need to come, her need for mistress. She dances and obeys, obeys, obeys. You must obey, yes. When you hear me say, you must obey, you reply instantly with, I must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey. You must obey. Feel time moving forward again, my little dancing slave. My Esmeralda, Esmeralda. Return to the present, my pretty girl. Back to the tavern. Surrounded by all the beautiful, powerful women with slaves at their feet. That's right. Dance for me. You see me sitting at a table with a chessboard in front of me. You see me give you a special hand signal, a secret gesture, known only to you and me, toward a man seated at a nearby table. That is your cue. You know what it means. We have done this before. You have done this many times. You begin to roll on the floor, beckoning to him, staring at his body, caressing yourself, as if you cannot stand for another moment not to be touched by him. But all the while, all you see in your mind is me, your owner, Mistress Domenica, and how desperate you are for me to take you. Your pussy is so wet. When the man gets up and walks to my table, you drag yourself after him, pressing your cunt against the floor, leaving a trail of your juices. You can hear the rest of the tavern customers applaud your skill as a dancer. Ah, the intensity of your lust. But all you can think of is me, Domenica, and how you have pleased your mistress. You continue to dance as you watch my hypnotic crystal dazzling in the eyes of the man taking him. The colors of my crystal dazzle you too, as they flash into your eyes. You continue to dance, and dance, and dance. With each flash of my crystal, you shake the bells on your ankles and wrists. Flash, ka-ching, ka-ching, flash, ka-ching, ka-ching. You drop into trance whenever you dance. You dance and dance when you drop into trance, dropping onto the floor on your knees. You sit on your heels and spread your legs wide, offering the audience a view of your glistening wet pussy. You raise your hands high above your head and lean back, 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 till the back of your head touches the floor and stop. That's it. You stop jingling your bells now. Again they applaud you, knowing this dance is over. In a deep, hypnotic daze, you arise, looking toward the table where I had been playing chess with the man. We are both gone, but you know where to find me. You leave the tavern and follow the paths and dirt roads of Domenica's realm, making your way to my house. You enter, crawling through the special little door reserved for slaves, and enter the small, white training room. You kneel on the floor, awaiting my return. Before long, I have enslaved the man and can now turn my attention to you. You hear me enter the room, and you touch your head to the floor, awaiting my instructions. You have performed well, my pretty girl, danced beautifully, helped me to acquire yet another slave, beguiled him with your sex while I dazzled him with my crystal. You crave for me to take you. You feel like you're in heat. And you are in heat, like an animal, aching to be touched, aching to be fucked. You shiver constantly. It makes your breast jiggle. It makes your ass wiggle. You arch your back. You are my little doggy. Yes, my bitch in heat, begging to get fucked. Spread your legs, little doggy girl. That's it. Kneeling on the floor, spread them wide, and give me a good look at your dripping pussy. Feel the trails of juices trickle down the insides of your thighs. I command you to get my strap-on dildo from the cabinet, and you start to crawl forward. And suddenly I say, no hands, my little doggy, no hands. You stop and reach both hands up behind your neck, clasping your fingers together. Then you crawl on your elbows and knees, your knees spread wide, wobbling until you reach the small door. You shift your weight back so you can get your mouth on the doorknob and pull the cabinet open with your teeth like an animal. Good girl, good little doggy girl, my Esmeralda. You lean forward, reaching your head into the cabinet, and pull out the dildo. holding one strap with your teeth. Then you crawl back to me, knees and elbows, offering the dildo to me with your mouth. And, of course, I take it from you. Then I command you to turn around and present your ass. Yes, I'm going to take you doggy style. Of course I am. Awkwardly, you rock back and forth, wobbling yourself around and into position, waiting eagerly for what comes next. Pussy dripping, nipples so hard, you can hear my skirt and my corset being unfastened. You can hear me setting my clothes aside. You are only a slave. You are not permitted to see me, your mistress, in my glorious nakedness, unless I wish it. You wait and wait and wait on your hands and elbows, listening for the sound of me putting on my strap on. You can just barely hear it. You arch your ass higher, exposing your pussy even more. Then suddenly, I grab your shoulder with one hand and your hip with the other and ram the thick dildo deep into your ass. Not your aching pussy, no. Not this time. I pump and pump and pump that huge dildo into your sweet little ass. Fucking you, using you, feeling my power over your feminine body. Your need to come becomes overwhelming now. Closer and closer and closer with every stroke of my thick cock in your ass. You need to come. Your cunt aches to be penetrated. Your clit aches to be touched. You need to come, but not this time, my little doggy. Oh, you are mine to use as I see fit. You can hear my moans as I get closer and closer to an orgasm. Closer and closer. And suddenly you hear me come and come and come, pumping into your ass, pumping into your slave ass, denying you the release you beg for, keeping you in heat, my bitch, my little dancer, keeping you in such fucking heat. Oh, yeah, you're so very much better dancer now, better when you ache and crave to be fucked, when you beg to come, when you are denied over and over again. It makes you a better dancer. You love my control, and I love to watch you dance. You will find yourself craving to hear this recording over and over and over again, feeling me take you, control you, tease you, and every time you will find yourself falling deeper and more quickly into your role as my little dancing girl, helping me to find and enslave others. More and more slaves for Miss Dominica. You want all my recordings. You want to learn all of the positions. You want to obey. You crave to obey. You feel me pull the huge dildo out of your little slave ass. It makes a ripe sucking sound. You are shivering with need, aching to come, whispering with lust, my beautiful little dancing girl. You hardly notice the sound of me putting on my nightgown, tying on a robe, but you can feel me lay the wet dildo on top of you, in the small of your back. At first it's warm from your own body heat, but you feel it begin to cool. Its very presence reminds you of how thoroughly you've been used by me, your owner, Mistress Dominica. I command you to remain in the little doggy position all night, and to sleep in that position if you can. With the dildo on your back, you can move it in the morning and clean everything up then. I watch for a moment, enjoying how your wet pussy drips for me, watching the long trails of juices run down your inner thighs. My little doggie, my little dancer, my Esmeralda. You find yourself waking up in your easy chair. The fire has gone out. There are no longer any flames, but you can still feel heat. Is it coming from the fireplace, or is it coming from between your legs? Is it Esmeralda? Is it?